Audio presents the unabridged recording of My Kind of You by Tracy Brogan, performed by Amy McFadden. For Webster Girl and Tenacious D, you are my everything. Chapter 1. The Wawatam County Municipal Airport had all the charm and amenities Emily Chambers had expected, which, unfortunately, meant none. The terminal building, aptly named because its pale beige paint and jaundiced lighting made it appear to indeed be terminal, was the size of a parking space and boasted four dingy, mustard-colored plastic chairs on which to wait. A hand-painted red, white, and blue sign adorned one wall, while glossy, lacquered trout, mouths gaping wide in one last perpetual gasp for air, clung to simple wooden plaques above each doorway, providing the only hint of decor, if one used the term decor as loosely as possible, of course.
Mom, that plane is not legit. It's nothing but a soup can with wings.
Emily's 12-year-old daughter gazed with practiced consternation out a long, narrow window at a 7-seater plane sitting on the gravel tarmac. It was an astute assessment of the decrepit duct-taped aircraft, but instead of agreeing, Emily did what any good mother would do under those particular circumstances. She lied.
It'll be fine, honey. It's a short flight.
Chloe tossed red gold hair over one slender shoulder.
A short flight? I'm sure it will be. I doubt that thing can stay in the air for long. Where'd you get these tickets? Podunk Airlines? Deathtrap.com? Fly the deadly skies?
Chloe bore an air of perpetual disdain that only a preteen girl could muster. It was a new skill that Emily did not find particularly endearing, but she didn't have the energy at the moment to point that out. And in Chloe's defense, they were both exhausted. They'd been traveling toward Michigan since 5 o'clock that morning, starting back home in San Antonio, Texas. Two quick layovers meant no time to eat, and Chloe had devoured their stash of granola bars and grapes before the first plane had even left the ground. Now it was dinner time, and here they were, stuck in this rustic wasteland, waiting for one more plane to fly them over the lake to their final destination, Trillium Bay on Wenaway Island, Emily's hometown, and a place she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?